Any news in the paper?
Nothing to speak of. A few comets and a cosmic disturbance somewhere in the universe. Other neighbours have been fined for letting their dogs make a mess on the pavement.
Seven, right. It's horrible when you step on it.
And think of the people on the ground floor opening their windows in the morning to see that. Enough to put them in a bad mood for the rest of the day.
They're too sensitive.
Well, it's the times we live in. Everyone's so neurotic. Nowadays, men have lost the peace of mind they had in the past. Here's an official announcement.
What does he say?
Interesting. The government is urging all citizens living in large urban centres to cultivate detachment. According to this, it's our last hope of finding an answer to the present economic crisis, the confusion of the spirit, and other problems of existence.
Well, they've tried everything else, and it hasn't done any good, but I don't suppose it's anyone's fault.
For the time being, the government is merely recommending this ultimate solution. They can't fool that. We know how a recommendation has a way of turning into an order.
We're always jumping to conclusions.
Suggestions become rules, and before you know where you are, you've got a dozen new strict laws.
The law is necessary, dear, and what's necessary and indispensable is good, and everything that's good is nice. And it really is very nice indeed to be a good law-abiding citizen and do one's duty and have a clear conscience.
Yes, madam. Of course, when one really thinks about it, you are right. There is something to be said for the law.
Of course there is.
Yes, yes. Renunciation has one important advantage. It is political and mystical at the same time. It bears fruit on two levels.
So you can kill two birds with one stone?
Yeah, that's what's so interesting about it.
You see?
Besides, if I remember rightly from my history lessons, this system of government, the detachment system, has been tried before a number of times. 3 centuries ago, and 5 centuries ago, 19 centuries ago, and again last year.
Nothing new under the sun.
Successfully, too, on whole populations, in capital cities and in the countryside, on nations like ours.
Don't excite yourself.
I mean, it's true, it does demand the sacrifice of some of our creature comforts. It's still rather a nuisance.
Oh, not necessarily. Sacrifice isn't always so difficult. There's sacrifice and sacrifice. Even if it is a bit of a nuisance right at the start, getting rid of some of their habits. Once we're rid of them, we're rid of them, and you never really give them another thought.
You're always going to the cinema. You can't tell me you don't have a weakness for the theatre.
Of course I do, just like everyone else.
More than everyone else?
Yes, more.
What do you think of the modern theatre? What are your ideas on the drama?
You and your drama. It's an obsession. You'll soon be a pathological case.
Do you really think something new can be done in the theatre?
I've just told you there's nothing new under the sun, even when there isn't any sun.
You're right. Yes, you're right. All the plays that have ever been written from ancient Greece to the present day have never really been anything but thrillers. Drama's always been realistic, and there has always been a detective about everything. Every play is an investigation brought to a successful conclusion. There's a riddle, and it is solved in the final scene, sometimes earlier. You seek, and then you find. Might as well give the game away at the start.
Be specific, darling.
Well, I was thinking of the miracle play about the woman Our Lady saved from being burned alive. If you forget that bit of divine intervention, which really has nothing to do with it, what's left is a newspaper story about a woman who has her son-in-law murdered by a couple of stray killers for reasons that are unmentioned.
And unmentionable.
But the police arrive, there's an investigation, and the criminal is unmasked. It's a thriller. Naturalistic drama.
That's it.
When you come to think of it, there has never been much evolution in drama.
Pity.
You see, all drama comes down to riddles. And riddles are detective fiction. It's always been that way.
What about the classics?
Refined detective drama, just like naturalism.
You have got some original ideas. Perhaps there's something in them. Still, you ought to get an expert opinion on the subject.
Who from?
Oh, there's bound to be someone among the cinema enthusiasts, or the professors of the Collège de France, the influential members of the agricultural school, Norwegians, some of those veterinary surgeons. A vet. Now, there's someone who should have lots of ideas.
Everybody's got ideas. There's no shortage there. But it's facts that count.
Facts. Nothing but facts. Still, we could solicit their opinions.
Yeah, they must be asked.
We have to give them time to think about it. After all, you've got the time.
It's a fascinating subject. Someone's knocking.
It's the other side for the concierge. She's never there.
Concierge? Concierge? concierge.
She's never there. Mm. Service here is terrible.
A concierge ought to be chained to her room. Oh, I expect it's for one of the tenants. Shall I go and see?
It's no business of ours. We're not a concierge.
No.
Everyone in society has his own special duty to perform.
See? It's for us now.
We'll go and look, dear.
I'll open the door, but I am not going to start receiving visitors.
Good evening, Mr. Good evening, madame.
Good evening. It's the detective.
Forgive me, madame, monsieur. I wanted some information from the concierge. The concierge isn't there.
Of course she isn't.
Do you know where she is? Do you know if she'll be returning soon? Oh, excuse me, dear. I'd never have knocked on your door if I'd found the concierge. I wouldn't have dared to disturb you like this.
The concierge should be back soon, monsieur. She never goes out in the evening except Saturday nights. Goes dancing, you know, every Saturday night since she married her daughter off. And as this is Tuesday...
A thousand thanks, monsieur. I'm on my way already, monsieur. I'll wait for her on the landing. You've really been most helpful. Glad to have had the privilege of making your acquaintance, madame.
What a polite young man. Such wonderful manners. Ask him what he's after. Perhaps you could help him.
Can I help you, monsieur? Perhaps I can tell you what you want to know.
Well, I'm really very sorry to trouble you like this.
Oh, it's no trouble at all.
It's really quite a simple matter.
Why don't you ask him in?
Just step inside, monsieur. A minute.
Well, monsieur, really, I...
My wife would like you to step inside.
My husband and I would both be honoured, dear monsieur.
Well, I'm not certain that I have the time. I'm late already, you see.
He's wearing a gold watch.
She's already noticed he's wearing a gold watch.
Well, still, for 5 minutes, if you insist. I shan't be able to...
Don't worry, dear monsieur.
I'll come in if you like, on condition you let me go away again at once.
Oh, we're not going to keep you here by force, but you can still come in and rest a moment.
Thank you. Well, I'm very grateful to you. You're very kind.
Why don't you take your coat off?
Oh, thank you.
What a lovely brown suit. Brand new, too.
What a wonderful pair of shoes.
What lovely fair hair. Beautiful eyes. Such a gentle look, hasn't he?
Nice man. A man you feel you can trust with the face of a child.
Please don't stand, monsieur. Do sit down.
Take a seat.
You are monsieur and madame Schubert, aren't you?
Why, yes, monsieur.
It seems...
Yes?
But it seems you're fond of the theatre, monsieur.
Yes, I take an interest in it.
How right you are, monsieur. I, too, am very fond of the theatre, but unfortunately I hardly ever have the time to go.
And the sort of plays they put on.
Madame, Monsieur Schubert does, I believe, also support the policy called the detachment system.
Yes, monsieur, he does.
I have the honour of sharing your opinion, monsieur. I'm afraid I'm taking your time. I simply wanted to know the name of the previous tenants of your flat. Was it Mallow with a T at the end, or Mallow with a D? Well, that's all.
Mallow with a T.
Just as I thought. So, you knew the Mallows?
No, I never knew.
Then how do you know their name ends in a T?
Why, yes, of course, you're right. How do I know? How do I know? I don't know how I know.
What's the matter with you? Answer him. When we're on our own, you don't swallow your tongue. You talk so fast. You talk too much. Such violent language, too, and so loud. You don't know that side of him. He's a lot brighter than this in private.
I'll make a note of that.
Still, I'm quite fond of him. After all, he is my husband, isn't he? Oh, come on now. Did we know the Mallows or not? Say something. Try and remember.
I can't remember.
Did I know them or not? Take his tie off, madame. Perhaps it's worrying him. Then he'll do a bit better.
Oh. Thank you, monsieur. Thank you, Madeleine.
The belt, too. And his shoelaces.
Ah. Well, they were a bit too tight, monsieur. Very kind of you.
Well, monsieur?
Well?
Much easier to breathe, and I feel freer in my movements. But I still can't remember.
Come on, old chap. You're not a child anymore.
Come along, you're not a child. Did you hear what he said? Oh, you're hopeless.
Now, who's going to make me some coffee?
With pleasure, monsieur. I'll go and get it ready. Mind you, don't tip over rocking your chair like that.
Don't worry, Madeleine. That is a name, isn't it? Don't worry, Madeleine. I'm used to it.
Oh, good.
Really strong, the coffee. And plenty of sugar.
3 lumps?
A dozen.
And a Calvados. A large one.
Very well, monsieur.
And so, monsieur, you really are, like me, a firm believer in the detachment system, politically and spiritually. And I'm pleased to hear that we also have the same tastes in art. I'm sure you accept the principle that the art of drama should be revolutionary.
Well, let's not worry about that just now, shall we? See if this photograph can jog your memory. Is this Mallow? Is this Mallow?
He's a man of about 50, yes. I see he's got several days' growth of beard, and on his chest there's a card with the number 28614. Yes. Yes, it's 28614, all right.
Is this Mallow? I'm being very patient.
You know, Monsieur Inspector, I can't...
Chief Inspector.
Oh, I'm sorry, you know, Monsieur Chief Inspector, I can't really tell like that without a tie, collar torn, face all bruised and swollen. How can I recognise him? And yet it seems to me... Yes, it certainly seems it could be him.
When did you know him and what did he talk to you about?
Oh, forgive me, Monsieur Chief Inspector, I'm terribly tired.
My question is, when did you know him and what did he tell you?
When did I know him? What did he tell me? What did he tell me? What did he tell me?
Answer.
What did he tell me about? When on earth did I meet him? When was the first time I saw him? When was the last time?
It's not my job to give answers.
Where was he? Where? Where? The garden? The house I lived in as a child? School? Army? On his wedding day? My wedding day? Was I his best man? Was he my best man? No.
You don't want to remember?
I can't. Yes, I do recall some place by the sea. Twilight. It was damp a long time ago and dark rocks. Madeleine? Where's that coffee for Monsieur the Chief Inspector?
Coffee can look after itself.
Really, Madeleine? You ought to be seeing.
It's very nice of you to be so concerned, but let's stick to the matter in hand, shall we? Now, you were telling me about some place by the sea. Did you hear what I said?
The gentleman's asking if you heard what he said. Tell him, can't you?
Yes, monsieur.
Well? Well?
Yes, that's where I must have met him. We must have been very young.
The sea, my darling.
No, not there. No, I can't see him there.
You can't see him there? You can't see him there? Where can it have been, then? In the local bistro? Drunken sot. And he calls himself a married man.
When you come to think about it, I suppose to find Mallow with a tea, you must go down. Right down.
Go on down, then.
It must be dark down there. We won't be able to see anything.
I'll show you the way. You've only got to follow my directions. It's not difficult. You just have to let yourself slide.
Oh, I'm quite a long way down already.
Not far enough.
Not far enough, darling, my love. Oh. Not far enough. Oh. Don't keep your legs so stiff. Oh. And you don't slip. The steps are greasy. Oh. Hold tight to the handrail. Mm. Down. Mm. Go down if you want me.
Down. Down.
Down. Down.
Oh. Oh. This must be it.
It'll do for the moment.
There's a lane. Oh. Oh, how wonderful you look. Oh. Like some kind of a star.
I'm here. It was over there. A stair. Darling.
I'm coming. It's me, Madeline. It's me.
It's me now. Down
first,
all
right. Now you must go right down.
Isn't
it going so bad
this so far? You've got to go deeper. Deeper, my love. Deeper. Deeper. Deeper.
So dark.
Think of Mallow and keep your eyes skinned. Find Mallow.
Look for Mallow. Mallow. Mallow.
Walking through mud. Sticking to the soles of my shoes. My feet are so heavy, I'm afraid of slipping.
Don't be afraid. Go on down till you come to the bottom. Turn right, turn left.
Down. Deeper, my darling. Darling, deeper. Down.
Down, right, left, right, left. Straight in front of you.
Deeper, down, my darling. Deeper, deeper. Down, down, down.
Is that you, Madeleine? Really, you, Madeleine?
You've grown so... so old. What a terrible misfortune. How did it happen? How could it happen? We never noticed. Poor old lady. Poor little faded doll. It's you, just the same. How different you look. When did it happen? Why didn't we stop it? This morning our path was strewn with flowers. The sky was drenched in sunshine. Our laughter rang clearer. Our clothes were brand new. We were surrounded by friends. Nobody had died, and you'd never shed a tear. Suddenly it was winter, and now ours is an empty road. Where are all the others? In their graves by the roadside. I want our happiness back again. We've been robbed and despoiled. Oh, when will the light be blue again, Madeleine? You must believe me. I swear, it wasn't I who made you old. Oh! Oh, love it, I won't believe it. I don't believe it. Love is always young. Love never dies. I haven't changed. Neither of you. You're pretending. Oh, but no. I can't deceive myself. You are old, so terribly old. Who made you old like that? Old, 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 old little old woman, old little doll. Our youth on the road. Madeleine, little girl, I'll buy you a new dress. Primroses, jewels. Your skin will find its bloom again. I love you. Oh, please. We don't grow old when we're in love. I love you. Grow young again. Throw away that mask and look into my eyes. You must laugh. Laugh, little girl. Just move away the wrinkles. Oh, if only we could go singing and skipping and jumping again. I am young. We are young.
This is the way we tap our hands, tap our hands,
tap our
hands. This is the way we tap our hands.
Thousands of spring and fresh young.
The enchanted garden is folded in tonight, is sunk into the mud.
Our love in the night, our love in the mud, in the night, in the mud. When our youth has flown, our tears are the pure water of the wells of life, of immortality. Will the flowers flower in the mud?
No, that's not it. That's not it at all. You're not going to find mallow that way, you lazy bastard, and you're not going in the right direction. If you can't find mallow in the leaves or deep spring water, don't stop. Keep going. We've no time to lose. Yeah. While you stand still, he's running God knows where. You get soft and sentimental about yourself and stop. It never does to get sentimental, and you must never stop. As soon as he gets soft, he stops.
I won't get soft anymore, Monsieur Chief Inspector.
That remains to be seen. Go down. Turn. Down. Turn. You snap out of it, Madeleine. Come here.
Have I gone far enough, Monsieur Chief Inspector?
Not yet. Go further.
Cheer up.
I've fallen down, but I'm getting up. I've fallen down, but I'm getting up.
Stay down.
Stay down, my darling.
Look for mallow. Mallow with a T. Can you see mallow? Can you see mallow? Are you getting any nearer?
Mallow. Mallow.
You won't read this message with your eyes. Go down. Relax.
Go on. Let yourself slide, darling.
You've got to touch him. Catch hold of him. Stretch out your arms and feel. Feel. Nothing to be frightened of.
I'm trying.
Trying? He's still less than 1,000 meters below sea level.
Why don't you go further down? Don't be afraid.
Tunnel's blocked up.
Go straight down where you are.
Go right in, my darling.
Can you still talk?
The mud's up to my chin.
You're not down far enough. Never mind the mud. You're still a long way from mallow.
Go right in, darling. Go down where it's deep.
Get your chin down. That's it. Now your mouth.
Mouth too. Go on, sink right in, further, further in, still further.
Now your nose.
Your nose.
His eyes.
There's one eye in the mud. There's one eyelash showing. Bend your head lower, my love.
You can't hear.
Bend your head lower, my love. Go down. There's always
hearing. You can still see the top of his ear sticking out.
Darling, get your ear under.
You can see his hair.
You've still got some hair showing. Go right under. Stretch out your arms in the mud. Move your fingers about. Swim through the deep and find mallow, whatever you do. Down, down.
You've got to reach the bottom. Listen to your wife. You won't find mallow until you touch rock bottom.
Come on. can't hear him anymore.
He's past the sound barrier.
Oh, poor darling. I'm frightened for him. I shall never hear it again, that voice I love so well.
Dry up, Madeline. We'll hear it again.
He can't see him anymore.
He's past the sight barrier.
He's in danger. He's in danger. I ought never to have agreed to this game. I shouldn't have done it. It was wrong of me. When I think of the state he must be in, poor darling.
Be quiet, Madeline. What are you frightened of? You're with me. We're alone. Just the two of us, my beauty.
What have we done? But we had to, didn't we? It's all quite legal.
Why, yes, of course, there's nothing to fear. He'll come back to you. Cheer up. I'm quite fond of him, too.
Are you really?
He'll come back to us the long way round. He'll live again in us. You hear? It's him breathing.
Yes, that breathing I love so well.
I can see. I can see. I can see.
You're a desperate little creature. Mm-hmm. You spent a whole lifetime humiliating and torturing me. Mm-hmm. Follow me. You've disfigured me. You've made me cold with my mind. You've destroyed me. I'm finished with you.
What are you going
to do? Kill myself. Take poison.
Let the creature do what he likes. I'm going to stop him.
Mary, please get rid of me. You'd love to get rid of me, wouldn't you? I know you would.
I don't want to get rid of you at any price. I quite easily get along without you. You and your complaining, it's just your turn. Boring. You know nothing about life. Bore everyone.
You can't stand.
Don't cry. It makes you even uglier.
Father, mother. Father, mother.
I can't bear it. But there is a way out.
You're mad. You're not going to do that. Stop it. Drink it. Drink.
I'm 8 years old and it's evening. My mother is holding me by the hand in the Rue Blomet after the bombing. We're walking along by the ruins. I'm frightened, my mother's hands shaking in mine. Shadowy figures looming in the gaps in the walls. The only light in the darkness comes from their eyes.
Those shadowy figures, look, perhaps one of them is Mallow.
The light's gone from their eyes. Everything's returned tonight. Except skylight in the distance. So dark I can't see my mother anymore. Her hands melt away.
She must be talking about Mallow.
Sadly. Very sadly, she's saying. I'm going to leave you. And you'll have many a tear shed, my child. My little...
My child. My little man.
I shall bone in the dark. And
my child in the dark, in the mud, all alone, little lamb.
It's only her voice, a whisper to guide me. She's saying...
You must learn to forgive my child. That's the hardest of all.
That's the hardest of all.
That's the hardest of all.
And now, she's saying...
The time for tears will come. The time for repentance and remorse. You must be good. You'll suffer for it if you're not. And you'll never learn to forgive. When you see him, obey him, kiss him, and forgive him.
Now the voice is silent. Father... We never understood each other. Father? Can you still hear me?
Yes, miss.
I'll be obedient. Forgive us as we forgave you. Let me see your face. You were hard, but perhaps you weren't too unkind. Perhaps it's not your fault. It's not you I hated. It was your selfishness and your violence. I had no pity for your frailties. You used to hit me, but I was stronger than you. My contempt hit you much harder. That was what killed you, wasn't it? Listen, I had to avenge my mother. I had to. What was my duty? Did I really have to? She forgave me, but I went on and carried out her revenge myself. What's the good of taking vengeance? It's always the avenger who suffers. You hear me? Uncover your face. Your hand. We could have been good pals. I was far more unkind than you. You had your middle-class ways, but what did that matter? I was wrong to despise you. I'm no better than you are. What right had I to punish you? Let's make it up. Let's be friends. Give me a hand. That's it. Come with me and we'll go and find some of the boys. We'll have a drink together. Look at me. Look! I take after you. You don't want to. If you would look at me, you'd see how alike we are. All the same faults as you. Ah! Who will have mercy on me? I who have been unmerciful. Even if you did forgive me, I could never forgive myself.
My boy, I was a travelling salesman. My job sent me roving all over the globe.
My pay was wretched, my clothes were poor, and my health was bad. I lived in a perpetual state of rage. I met with nothing but disappointment. The good I did turned into evil, but the evil done to me never turned into good. Later, I was a soldier. I was compelled, ordered to join in the massacre of tens of thousands of enemy soldiers, of whole communities of old men, women, and children. I loathed the earth, the sun, and its satellites. I longed to go into voluntary exile to another universe. You were born, my son, at the moment when I was set to destroy our planet. It was only your arrival that saved it. At least it was you who stopped me from killing mankind in my heart.
You will not speak to me.
My stony heart had turned into a sponge, a rag. My head was spinning with unspeakable remorse to think I'd not wanted a family and had tried to stop you coming into the world. You might never have been, never have been. Only to think of it now, I still get a tremendous feeling of panic. Heart-rending regret, too, for all those thousands of children who might have been born and who haven't.
I shall never know.
For those countless faces never to be caressed. I should have liked to fill the emptiness with life. I tried to imagine all those little beings who so nearly came into existence. I wanted to create them in my mind so that I could at least weep for them, as I weep for those who are really dead. Yet at the same time, I was overcome with delirious joy, for you, dear child, existed. You, a flickering star in an ocean of darkness. I was grateful. I was grateful to God for all my misery, and for all the misery of centuries, for all the sorrow and all the joy, for the humiliation, for the horror and the anguish, for the great sadness, since at the end there was your birth, which justified and redeemed in my eyes all the disasters of history. I have forgiven the world for love of you. Everything was saved, because now nothing could ever wipe out the fact of your birth into the living universe. And you, the more proud I was of you, the more I loved you, the more you despised me, accused me of every crime, some I had committed, others I had not. Then there was your mother, your son. But who can tell what never speaking was, whether it was her fault, my fault, or
my fault.
You can reject me and blush for me and insult my memory as much as you like. I'll not blame you. I'm no longer capable of hate. I can't help forgiving. I owe you more than you owe me. I wouldn't want you to suffer. I want you to stop feeling guilty. Forget what you consider to be my fault.
Father, why don't you speak? Why don't you answer me? How sad to think that never, never again I shall hear your voice. Never. I shall never know.
In this country, a father's heart's as soft as a mother's. Moaning won't do any of us any good. What's your personal life to do with us? You stick to Mallow. Keep on his tracks. Don't think about anything else. The only subject worth our consideration. Mallow, Mallow, Mallow. Forget the rest of it, I tell you.
Monsieur Chief Inspector, you see, I really would have liked to know, were they? After all, they were my parents.
You and your complexes. I don't give a damn for your daddy and your mummy and your filial affection. That's not what I'm paid for. Get back on tack.
Oh, really? Still got to go down, Monsieur Chief Inspector?
You must describe everything you see.
Oh. Step to the right. Left. Left.
Ah, mind the steps, right. Madame.
Thank you so much.
Now, shall we find our seats and sit down? It's about to begin. He does this show every evening, you know.
Had you booked the tickets?
Here we are.
Thank you, how kind. Are they good seats? Are they the best? Can we see everything and hear everything? Have you any opera glasses?
There he is.
Oh, makes quite an impression. Quite a good actor. Is he really blind?
But you can't tell. They say he is.
Poor man. He really ought to have given a fair white seat. A small one like a policeman so he could direct the traffic all by himself. And a larger one like a blind man. Must I remove my hat? Oh, no, I don't think so, do you? Not in anyone's way. I'm not quite so tall as all that.
He's talking. Be quiet. We can't hear him.
Perhaps that's because he's deaf as well.
Where am I?
Where is he?
Don't be so impatient. He's going to tell you. It's all in his part.
Sorts of streets. Sorts of roads. Sorts of lakes. Sorts of people. Sorts of nights. Sorts of skies. A sort of world.
Sorts of what?
All sorts of sorts.
Louder.
Be quiet, can't you? That's not allowed.
Shades waking into life.
What?
that all we're good for? Just to pay up and applaud? Louder!
Nostalgia. Shreds and fragments of a universe.
What does that mean?
He said fragments of a universe.
A yawning pit.
A yawning pit.
No, he must be ill. His feet aren't touching the ground.
He can't. His mind's still underground.
Oh, yes, that's true. Wonderful man, so clever at understanding things.
Resign, master. Resign, master. The light is dark. The stars are dim. I'm suffering from an unknown disease.
What's the name of the actor playing this part?
Schubert.
Not the composer, I hope.
Not by a long chalk.
Speak up!
My face is wet with tears. Where has beauty gone? And goodness? And love? I've lost my memory.
And that's all we need. Isn't there a prompter?
My toys! In pieces! My toys are broken. And the toys I had as a child's.
Child?
Spot on, dear lady.
I am old!
That is exaggerating. You must pity him.
In days gone by. Gone by.
What's happening now?
He's remembering his past, I suppose.
If you start reminiscing, where would it end? We'd all have something to say. We take good care not to, but too shy, too modest.
In days gone by, a great wind arose.
He's imitating the sound of the wind. Through the shadows, still as a dream in the midst of a storm. A magic city.
What?
The city.
Or a magic garden. A bubbling spring and fountains and flowers. A fire in the night.
I bet you he thinks he's a poet. It's not a bad Parnassian symbolic surrealism.
A palace of icy flames. Glowing statues and incandescent seas. Continents blazing in the night. In oceans of snow.
It's ridiculous. Unthinkable. He's a liar.
Can you see its dark shadow outlined against the light? Or is it a shining silhouette outlined against the dark? Is it Mallow?
The fire has lost its brightness. The palace, its brilliance. It's getting darker.
Well, at least you can say what you feel. What are your feelings? Tell us.
I know we'd far better spend the rest of the evening at a cabaret.
Joy and pain tearing you, wheeling you. Voice and emptiness. Hopeless home. I feel strong, I feel weak, I feel ill, I feel well, but I feel, above all, I feel myself! Still!
I feel myself! He's contradicting himself.
And then!
1 minute, dear lady, forgive me.
Is it all fading? Is it all fading? Yes, fading. The night's all around me. Only one. Butterfly
of light,
painfully
rising. My dear man, he's a fraud.
I've lost spark.
Oh, darling, it could have been so much more amusing. Why are you distracting, wounded? I suppose.
No, Schubert, you've got to start walking.
He's on the wrong road. We must put him back on the right one.
Shall we give him another clap?
Schubert.
You must realize Mallow's got to be found again. It's a question of life and death. It's your duty. The fate of all mankind depends on you. It's not as difficult as that. You've only got to remember. Remember, and then everything will come clear again. He's gone too far down. He's got to come up again, a little, in our estimation.
He felt all right, though.
Are you there?
I'm turning my memories over.
Oh. Do it systematically, then.
Turn them over systematically. Listen and do what you're told.
I'm back on the surface again.
Well, that's good, old chap. That's good.
Madeleine, do you remember?
You see, he's better already.
Honfleur, how blue the sea is. No. At Mont Saint-Michel, no. Dieppe? No, I've never been there. At Cannes, not there either.
Trouville, at Deauville.
Never been there either.
Collioure.
Architects once built a temple there on the waves of the sea.
Not waving, but drowning.
Stop the stupid playing around with words.
No sign of Montbéliard.
That's right. Montbéliard, that was his nickname, and you pretended not to know him.
See?
Wow. Yes, good Lord, yes. It's true, it's funny.
It's true. Look somewhere else. Come on now. Quick, the town.
Paris, Palermo, yeah. Pisa, Berlin, New York.
The mountains and the gorges.
Mountains, well, there ought to be plenty of them about.
But why not in the Andes? Mm. In the Andes, have you been there?
Never, monsieur, don't you think that...
No, but I know enough geography to...
No, you mustn't invent, you must find him again. Mm. Come on, old chap, just a little effort.
Mallow with a T, Montbéliard with a D, with a T, with a D. Stretch along by the surface currents, I'm crossing the ocean.
England.
landing in Spain, making for France, customs officials are touching their caps.
Yeah.
Narbonne, Marseille, X, the watery grave, Arles, Avignon, with its hopes, its mules, and its palaces, in the distance Mont Blanc.
The forest's in the way.
No, go on, just the same, go on.
I'm going through the trees. How fresh it is. Is it evening?
The forest is dense.
Don't be afraid.
I can hear the babbling of the springs. Wings are brushing my face. Grass up to my waist. The tracks are finished. Madeleine, give me your hand.
Whatever you do, don't give him your hand.
Not my hand. He won't let me.
You can find your own way through. Use your eyes. Look above you.
The sun is shining between the trees. Blue light. I'm moving quickly, pushing branches aside. 20 feet away, the woodcutters are working and whistling.
They may not be real woodcutters.
Quiet.
There's a bright light ahead. I'm coming out of the forest. Into a pink village.
My favourite colour.
Low cottages.
Can you see anyone?
No, it's too early. The shutters are up. The square's empty. A fountain and a statue. I'm running. And the echo of my clogs.
Clogs.
Keep going. You're nearly there. Keep moving.
Moving. Always moving. Moving forward.
The land is flat, but gently rising. Another stretch, and I'm at the foot of the mountain.
Up you go.
Oh, I'm climbing a steep path. Have to hang on. I've left the forest behind me. The village is right down below. I'm getting higher. A lake on the right.
Go on up.
We want you to go on if you can, if you can.
It's so steep. Oh, thorns and stones. The lake's behind me. I can see the Mediterranean.
Go on up.
Up further. That's what he says.
A fox. Last of the animals. A blind owl. Not another bird in sight. No more springs. No more tracks. No more echo. I'm sweeping the horizon.
Can you see him?
It's an empty waste.
Higher, go on up.
Up further, climb if you have to.
Oh, I'm clinging to the stones. I'm slipping. Catching at thorns, crawling on all fours. The altitude's too much for me. Why is it I always who has to do the impossible?
The impossible? He said it himself. You ought to be ashamed.
I'm thirsty. I'm hot. I'm sweating.
Don't stop to wipe your brow. You can do that later. Later. Go on up.
So tired.
Always has believed me, Mr. Chief Inspector. It doesn't surprise me. He's quite incapable.
Lazy devil.
He's always been lazy. He'll never get anywhere.
Not a scrap of shade. The sun's enormous. The furnace. I'm stifling. I'm roasting.
But you can't be far away now. You see, you're getting warm.
I could send someone else in your place.
Another mountain ahead of me, a wall without a crack. I'm out of breath.
Higher, higher.
Higher, he's out of breath. Higher, he mustn't ride too high above us. You better come down, up higher, down lower, up higher.
Go on, higher.
Up, down.
My hands are bleeding.
Up, down.
Hang on, climb.
It's hard to be alone in the world. If only I'd had a son.
I'd rather have had a girl. Boys are so ungrateful.
Trying to keep these observations for a different occasion.
Go on up. Don't waste time.
Up, down.
After all, I'm only a man.
You must be a man to the bitter end.
Be a man to the bitter end.
No. I can't lift my knees again. I can't bear it.
Come on now. One last effort.
One last push. Do it. No, don't. Do it.
I've done it. I've done it. I'm here, at the top. You can see right through the sky. But there's no sign of Montbéliard.
He's going to escape us, Mr. Chief Inspector.
Look for him. Look.
Look. Stop looking. Look. Stop looking. He's going to slip away.
There's no more. No more. No more.
No more what?
No more towns or woods or valleys or sea or sky. I'm alone.
If you were down here, there'd be two of us.
What's he talking about? What does he mean? What about Mallow, Montbéliard?
I can run without walking.
Don't take off. Too bad. Do you hear?
I'm alone. I've lost my footing. I'm not dizzy. I'm not afraid to die anymore.
Well, that's all the same to me.
Think about us. It's not good to be alone. You can't leave us. I beg of you. Oh, pity. Oh, sir, take pity on me. I've no bread for my children. I've got poor children. My husband's in prison. I'm just out of hospital. I'm sure you've a kind heart, sir. See what I've had to put up with him. You understand me now, Mr. Chief Inspector.
Listen to the voice of human comradeship. I've driven him too far. Now he's getting away from us. Too bad. Schubert! Schubert! My dear old chap, we've both been on the wrong track.
I told you so.
I didn't ask your opinion.
Sorry, Mr. Chief Inspector.
It's your duty to look for Mallow. Your duty to look for Mallow. You're not betraying your friends. Mallow, Montbéliard. Mallow, Montbéliard. Why don't you look? Look. Can't you see you're not looking? What can you see? Look in front of you. Answer me. Do you hear? Answer.
Why don't you answer?
It's a morning in June. The air I breathe is lighter than air.
I am lighter than air. The sun is melting into light that's mightier than the sun. I can float through solid objects. All forms have disappeared. I'm going up and up. Shimmering light and up.
He's getting away. I told you so, Mr. Chief Inspector. I told you he would. I won't have it. I won't have it. You might at least take me with you.
Hey, you wouldn't do that to me. Huh? Would you? Bastard.
Can I go through over the top? Can I jump one step lightly? One.
One, two. I taught you your arms drill. Don't pretend you can't hear me. You're not the type to desert. Don't be cheeky to your sergeant major. Discipline. Your country needs you.
You're all I've got to live for.
You've got a life. Your career ahead of you. You'll be rich, happy and stupid. A charge d'affaires. Here's your appointment.
There's still hope all the time. We can keep him from flying away.
Here's gold for you and fruit.
The heads of your enemies will be served to you on a plate.
You can take what revenge you like, be as sadistic as you want.
I'll make you an archbishop.
Hope, if you like.
That might be tricky. If you like, we can start life afresh, learn to walk again, realize your ambition.
I'm gliding over a cliff face, ever so high. I can fly.
Hurry, hang on to him. You need some balance.
You keep out of this.
This is all your fault, Mr. Chief Inspector.
No, it's you. I wasn't properly backed up. You didn't understand. I was given a partner who was nothing but a clumsy little fool.
Oh, Mr. Chief Inspector.
A little fool, yes, a fool. It's lovely in our valleys in the spring. The winter's mild. It never rains in summer.
I did my best, Mr. Chief Inspector. I did all I could.
A snivelling little fool.
You're quite right, Mr. Chief Inspector.
Schubert, what of the huge reward for the man who finds Mallow? Even if you lose your honour, you realise you steal the money, the uniform and the honours that go with it? What more do you want?
I can fly.
No, don't do that.
I'm bathing in the light. The light is seeping through me. I'm so surprised to be... Surprised to be.
He'll never surprise to be. Surprise barrier.
Be surprised careful, Schubert. Remember how surprised big you get.
I am light. I'm flying.
Well, why don't you fall and put yourself out?
That's the stuff, Madeline.
Oh, I don't dare. I feel ill. I'm going to jump.
Oh. Well, my lad.
Where am I?
In the waste paper basket. Have a look round, fathead.
Huh? Were you still here, Monsieur Chief Inspector? How did you manage to find a way into my memory?
I followed you every step, luckily.
Oh, yes, it's lucky you did.
Right, on your feet. If I'd not been here, if I'd not pulled you back, you're so light-headed, you're practically disembodied. You've no memory, you forget everything. Forget yourself, forget your duty. That's your great fault. You're either too heavy or too light.
I think it's rather that he's too heavy.
I don't like being contradicted. I'll cure you all right. That's what I'm here for.
And I thought I'd reached the top. Higher, even.
That's not what you were asked to do.
Oh, I took the wrong road. Cold. Feet are soaking off. Shivers down my spine. Have you got a nice dry sweater?
Ah, he's got shivers down his spine, hasn't he?
It's only because he wants to get his own back.
It's not my fault. I looked everywhere. I couldn't find him. It's not my fault. You were watching me. You saw I wasn't cheating.
Head. How could I ever have married such a man? He made far more impression when he was younger. Do you hear? He's an old fox, Monsieur Chief Inspector. I told you he was, and a sly one, too.
You made far more impression when you were younger. You're an old fox. I told you were, a sly one, too, but you're much too feeble, and you need some stuffing to fill a hole in your memory.
Madeline just said that, Monsieur Chief Inspector. You're a copycat.
Talking to Monsieur Chief Inspector.
I'll teach you to be rude, you wretch, you non-entity.
I am a good cook, Monsieur, and he's got a good appetite.
You can't teach me anything about medicine, Madame. I know my job. If your son's not falling on his nose. He's always wandering off on his own. He's just not strong enough. We've really got to fatten him up.
You hear what the doctor says? Next time you won't be so lucky as to fall on your bottom.
We're no further forward than we were just now. We keep going from top to bottom, from bottom to top, from top to bottom, up and down, round and round. It's a vicious circle.
I'm afraid he's stuffed with vice. And now I suppose you're going to have the cheek to tell Mr. Chief Inspector you're not trying to get your own back.
I told you before, he's heavy when he ought to be light, too light when he ought to be heavy. He's unbalanced. He's got no grip on reality.
No sense of reality.
He's had other names too. Marius. Marin Lucas de Perpignan.
Mascrotch!
His last name was Mascrotch!
You see, you liar, you can do it if you try. But it's him we want, the rat. When you get your strength back, you'll go and find him. You'll have to learn to go straight to the point. I'll teach you to stop wasting time.
He'll be well away, old Mascrotch. He'll be first. He doesn't waste his time. He's not lazy.
I'll give you strength, Schubert. I'll teach you to do as you're told.
You must always do as you're told.
Are you bringing me coffee or not?
At your service, Monsieur Chief Inspector.
Right. Now, it's just the two of us.
Hello.
What?
Good evening, my friends.
Oh, it's you, Nicholas. You finished your poem. It's Nicholas Second.
The Tsar of Russia?
Oh, no, monsieur. Second is his name, his second name.
Carry on, carry on. Don't let me interrupt you. Don't worry about me.
Here you are. A cup of coffee.
Are you pleased with your poem, Nicholas?
I slept. It's more restful. Isn't that so, Madeleine?
I'll give you back your strength. You can't find mallow because you've gaps in your memory. We're going to plug those gaps with something good and solid. Good, solid bread.
Sorry.
Don't mention it. Oh, you're a poet, monsieur. He's a poet. Eat. Eat this piece of bread.
I've just had my dinner, Monsieur Chief Inspector. I'm not hungry. I don't eat very much in the evening.
Eat.
I don't feel like it, really. I don't.
I'm ordering you to eat, to build up your strength, to plug the gaps in your memory.
Sit down.
Sit down.
Oh, well, if you insist.
Faster. Come on. Faster. We've lost enough time like this already.
It's the bark of a tree. It's an oak, probably.
Mr. Chief Inspector, here's another cup of coffee.
What's your attitude, Mr. Chief Inspector, to renunciation and detachment?
Oh, one moment. So sorry. Eat this bread. Mm. It's nice. It's very good for you. My duty, you know, is simply to apply the system, Mr. Chief.
It's very tough.
Come on. No nonsense. Don't put a face. Quick.
You're not just a civil servant. You're a thinking being, like the reed. You're an individual.
I am just a soldier of the state, monsieur.
Have another cup of coffee.
I congratulate you.
Horrible, Fred. It's very tough.
Another cup of coffee for you.
Marlene.
Sorry, I've no time. I must get some more coffee for the chief inspector.
Leave her alone. Chew. Can't you move your jaws? Get those jaws working properly.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chief Inspector. Please, forgive me.
Tears don't have any effect on me.
Oh, I've broken my tooth. Really?
Faster. Come on. Hurry up. Chew. Swallow.
Here we are. Another cup of coffee for you, Chief Inspector.
I've thought a great deal about the chances of reforming the drama. Mm. Can there be anything new in drama? What do you think, Monsieur Chief Inspector?
Quick, come on. Chew. I don't understand your question, Monsieur Nicholas.
Oh! Chew!
Another cup of coffee?
The drama of my dreams would be a rationalist.
Not Aristotelian, you mean?
Precisely.
Here's another cup of coffee for you.
Chew.
There's no skin left on my palate. Our tongue's all lacerated.
The contemporary drama is indeed still a prisoner of outmoded forms. It's never got beyond the psychology of a Paul Bourget.
You said it, yeah. But Paul Bourget. Swallow, chew.
Have another cup of coffee.
You see, my dear fellow, the contemporary doesn't reflect the cultural tone of our period. It's not in harmony with the general drift of the other manifestations of the modern spirit.
Chew, swallow, chew.
It is, however, essential not to lose sight of the new logic, the contributions made by a new kind of psychology. A psychology based on antagonism.
Psychology, yes, monsieur.
New psychology.
But you can talk when you've finished. Chew, swallow. Mm-hmm. I'm listening. Theatre that's surrealizing.
Insofar as surrealism is onirical.
Onirical. Chew, swallow.
Here's another cup of coffee for you.
Taking my inspiration from a different logic and a different psychology, I should introduce contradiction where there is no contradiction, and no contradiction where there is what common sense usually calls contradiction. We'll get rid of the principle of identity and unity of character, and let movement and dynamic psychology take its place. We are not ourselves. Personality doesn't exist. Within us, there are only forces that are either contradictory or not contradictory. Oh, by the way, you'd be interested to read Logic and Contradiction, that excellent book by Lupasco.
You get rid of the unities like that.
It's none of your business. Eat, chew, swallow, chew.
The characters lose their form in the formlessness of becoming. Each character is not so much himself as another.
Here's another cup of coffee for you.
So, he'd be more likely to be, Eat, chew, swallow, chew. Another than himself.
But that's obvious. As for plot and motivation, let's not mention them. We ought to ignore them completely. At least in their old form, which was too clumsy, too obvious, too phony, like anything that's too obvious. No more drama. No more tragedy. The tragic turning comic. The comic...
Is this move?
It's getting more cheerful. More cheerful.
Swallow. Chew. I can't say I entirely agree with you, Nicholas, though I have a high appreciation of your brilliant ideas.
Eat.
As for me, I remain aristotelically logical, true to myself, faithful to my duty, and full of respect for my bosses. I don't believe in the absurd. Everything hangs together. Everything can be comprehended in time.
Swallow.
thanks to the achievements of human thought and science.
Here's another cup of coffee for you.
I keep moving forward, monsieur, one step at a time, tracking down the extraordinary. I want to find Mallow with a T at the end. Quick, quick, another piece. Come on, chew, swallow.
And another cup of coffee for you.
You don't agree with me. No hard feelings.
Quick, swallow, chew, chew.
I notice, however, to your credit, that your knowledge of the question is right up to date.
That is another cup of coffee.
Yes, it's one of my special objects of study. I'm deeply interested, but it tires me to think too much about it. Swallow.
I'm fine. I'm doing my best. I can't do anything.
Coffee.
Have you also thought about the practical problems of production in this new theatre?
Yes, you can. You don't want to. Everybody can. You must want to. You can do it all right.
I'm sorry, monsieur. I can't talk about that just now. It's not allowed. I'm on duty.
Let me swallow it in little pieces.
All right, faster. 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 We'll discuss it later.
Here's a cup of coffee for you. No,
nonsense. Now be quiet. Swallow. He's suffering from anorexia.
Have another cup of coffee.
Watch out. Whatever you do, don't be sick. It wouldn't get you anywhere. I'll make you swallow it again.
You're splitting my eardrums, Chief Inspector.
Chief
Inspector!
Now, listen to me carefully, Schubert. Listen. Leave your ears alone. Don't stop them up, or I'll stop them for you with a clip over the ear hole.
What are you doing? What do you think you're doing?
Swallow, chew, swallow, chew, swallow, chew, swallow, chew, swallow, chew, swallow.
These girls.
What did you say?
I wonder if you know how lovely the columns of the temples are and the knees of the young girls.
But what are you doing to this child?
All this fuss instead of swallowing your food. Mustn't talk at table. Ought to be ashamed. Children should be seen and not heard. Eat it all up, quickly.
Yes, Mrs. Davies.
And now this. Chew. Swallow.
Oi!
What?
He says it's wrought and iron. It'll never go down, can't you see?
It's only because he wants his own back.
Now, here's the coffee. Only it's tea.
The poor child's having a good try, anyway. Wood and iron. It's all jammed in his throat.
Leave him alone. He can look after himself if he wants to.
Faster, faster, I tell you. Swallow it all at once.
Chief Inspector, what the hell are you doing?
Why, Monsieur Nicholas II, I'm only doing my duty. I didn't come here just to pester him. I've really got to find out where he's hiding Mallow with the tea. There's no other way I can do it. I've no choice. That's for your friend, and I hope one day he'll be mine. I respect him. Sincerely, I do. You too, my dear Monsieur Nicholas II. I've often heard about you and your book.
Monsieur respects you, Nicholas.
You're lying.
What?
The truth is, I'm not a writer, and I'm proud of it.
Oh, yes, Monsieur, you do write. Everyone ought to write.
No point. We've got UNESCO, and UNESCO will do.
But, Monsieur, there are always things to be said.
Monsieur, the Chief Inspector's right. There are always things to be said. Now the modern world's in a state of decay, you can always report on the process.
I don't give a damn.
No, but you should, Monsieur.
I give a damn what you think of me. Don't you realize, your Chief Inspector, you're mad.
All right, now that's enough. Come on.
Me mad?
Drink the coffee, John.
Yes, you. I mean you, Mr. Chief Inspector.
Too much.
I'm all right again. Swallowed the lot. I've swallowed it all.
Thank you for the coffee. Well, it's wicked. It's not there.
I'm all right again. I've swallowed it all. I've swallowed it all.
Nicholas, don't be so hard on the inspector.
I didn't want to upset your friend. I swear I didn't. It's he who forced me to come into this flat. I didn't want to. I was in a hurry. Well, they insisted, both of them.
It's the truth.
I'm all right now. I swallowed it all. I can go and play.
Don't deceive yourself. That's not why I've got it in for you.
Well, why then, in heaven's name? I've done you no harm.
Nicholas, you surprise me. I should never have thought you capable of such hate.
Poor Chief Inspector. Poor boy. Your big eyes are scorched by all the terror of the earth. How white you look. Now your nice face has lost its composure. Poor boy, poor boy.
Did I thank you, Madeline, for the coffee? I'm only a pawn, monsieur. A soldier tied to his orders. I'm respectable, honest, a decent chap. And then, I'm only 20, monsieur.
I don't care.
I'm 45.
More than twice his age.
Do you see this madness?
Nicholas, think before you act.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
He's shivering. He must be cold.
Yes, I am cold.
But the radiators are a marvel. Nicholas, behave.
Watch the knife. Have a good look at it before.
There's a nasty smell. It's not nice to do it in your trousers, Chief Inspector. Not nice at all.
But don't you realise what's happening? Put yourself in his place. What a look in his eyes. Nicholas means business. Nicholas, you've gone all red. Be careful or you'll have an apoplectic fit. Think, Nicholas, you could have been his father.
Think! This nut would know. And this.
Too late to stop him.
Long live the white race. And this. Oh, I should like a posthumous decoration.
You shall have it, my pet. I'll phone the President of the Republic.
You swine.
Stop it, Nick.
Nicholas, really?
I am a victim of duty. Oh,
poor detective.
Right through the heart, poor boy. Help me, then. It's such a pity he had to happen in our flat. There, put him on the sofa. That's the way, poor lad. We're going to miss him now, Nicholas, this young man you killed. Oh, you and your crazy hatred of the police. What are we going to do? Who's going to help us find Mallow now? Who?
Perhaps I was too hasty.
So now you can admit it. You're all the same.
Yes, we're all the same.
Act without thinking and then you're sorry. We've got to find Mallow. This young detective's sacrifice shall not have been in vain. Poor victim of duty.
I'll find Mallow for you.
Well done, Nicholas.
No, you poor young detective. Your sacrifice won't have been in vain. Schubert, you're going to help me.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm not starting all that all over again.
You haven't any heart. Surely you can do something for him, the poor dead detective.
No. Well, no, I won't.
You don't love husbands who won't do what they're told. What do you mean by it? You ought to be ashamed.
Oh, come on, Schubert. Eat this bread. Eat. Plug the gaps in your memory.
I'm not hungry.
Have you any heart? Do what Nicholas says.
Oh, it hurts.
No nonsense. Swallow. Chew. Swallow. Chew.
I'm a victim of duty, too.
So am I.
We're all victims of duty. Swallow. Chew.
Swallow. Chew.
Swallow. Chew. Chew. Swallow. Swallow. Chew.
Swallow. Chew.
Swallow. Chew. Swallow. Chew.
Swallow. Chew.
Chew. Swallow. Chew.
Swallow. Chew.
Chew.
In Victims of Duty by Eugène Ionesco, Geoffrey Collins was Schubert, Prunella Scales, Madeline, Bill Nye, the detective, and Philip Voss, Nicholas II. Victims of Duty was translated by Donald Watson and directed by Jeremy Mortimer.